Those decisions could be based on an Iowa Department of Education report regarding compliance issues in both districts. While that report has yet to be released, DOE officials met with Hamburg and Farragut school board members in a special meeting in Farragut on Wednesday night. About 50 to 60 people attended the meeting. Farragut School Superintendent Tom Heinrich says the state officials on hand discussed possible actions the DOE could take against the districts if compliance issues are not addressed. At least one issue involves finances. Both districts face hearings before the state's School Budget Review Committee later this year for operating under negative fund balances.
Both districts essentially are operating at a deficit in our spending allowance, which just simply means that we are exceeding the amount, depending on your enrollment, that you're allowed to spend. And you can't do that more than 2 years in a row without some corrective action being taken, without the state stepping in to provide guidance and oversight, and we're at that point.
Heinrichs believes the DOE's options for possible action against the districts are limited, saying, quote, "We come up with a plan that meets their approval, or they dissolve the districts," end quote. Though reorganization is one option both districts are exploring, Heinrich says Farragut or Hamburg must also consider what-if scenarios. The Green Hills Area Education Agency Board of Directors holds a public hearing on September 24th at Marnie Simons Elementary School in Hamburg on the proposed reorganization. I'm Brian Clark reporting.